I remember getting your albums Bridge of Sighs and For Earth Below back in the day. I can't believe it's going to be the 40th anniversary of Long Misty Days this fall. So you played last night. How did that go?
It was great. I had a great time, yeah.
Let's talk about your latest album, Where You Were Going To. How did you come up with the title of that album?
Well, it's the, I wrote the song, basically, and I chose that song title as it had an overarching view of the whole album, I thought.
Sort of like where you're going musically.
Yeah, or it's a question, really. Where you are going to. About everything, really. Not just musically.
You were once on a label called Ezra, but now you're back to releasing stuff on your own label, V12 Records. Why the switch?
We've been putting out my albums out on V12 now for, must be 15 years.
Uh-huh.
It enables me to do whatever I want to do, basically. It gives me complete freedom.
More creative control.
Yeah, definitely.
I understand that you prefer the sound of analog recording to digital. Was this record made in mostly the analog or digital domain?
No, I haven't. I haven't used analog now since the last one I did was with Jack Bruce, Seven Moons, and I've been working in digital ever since.
Ah, I see. One of your main musical influences is American rhythm and blues, especially James Brown. You got to see him play in London in 1965.
That's right. Yeah, one of the highlights of my life.
What did you like best about James Brown?
He's just incredibly soulful. His vocals have an amazing amount of passion, and the groove he gets on his vocals is absolutely unique.
I've never heard anyone sing quite the way he does.
That's absolutely true. I mean, he had a touch of genius about what he did.
Let's talk about your early career. You formed a band in the early 60s called The Paramounts. How did that band come about?
Well, when I was young, growing up, there was a local band that I really loved, and they were called the Fabulous Rockefellers. And their lineup was piano, bass, guitar, and drums. So when I started to think about forming the band, that's the lineup I wanted. And I managed to get Gary Brooker to join from another band. And that's how it started.
Gary Brooker would, of course, be a bandmate when you joined Procol Harum in 67.
That's right. Well, he formed Procol Harum, and then eventually he asked me to join him. So that worked out good.
You were with Procol Harum for like 5 albums.
Yep.
Procol Harum's live debut was the opening act for Jimi Hendrix in 1967. How did hearing Hendrix influence your playing style? Did you get to meet him?
I did get to meet him, but I wasn't with Procol Harum when they opened up then for him. I got to be on the bill with him in Berlin. I think it must have been 1970, something like that. And I did say hello, but that was all. I mean, you know, he had a huge influence on what I went on to do.
I'm told that you once gave guitar lessons to King Crimson frontman Robert Fripp. Won't you please tell us more about that?
Oh, well, Robert and I were on quite a long tour. There was King Crimson, myself, and 10 Years After, I think it was. And we got to be buddies, and he asked me if I could show him some sort of blues-style playing, you know. And, but, you know, that I wouldn't say I gave him lessons, you know. It was just just one afternoon sort of conversation and running through a few things.
In the early 80s, as you mentioned, you led a band featuring ex-Cream bassist Jack Bruce called BLT. How did it come about?
Well, I was always a very big fan of Jack, you know, from everything he's done, especially Cream. And I always wanted to work with him. And I decided it was time to try and do something different. So we did a couple of albums together. And we got back together, you know, a few years back now, but we did an album called Seven Moons, which I'm very, very proud of. We were both very pleased with that album.
Let's get back to the new album. Some tracks from it, like the title track, Where You Are Going To. That's very, very Hendrix-influenced, like a lot of your work is.
Which, you mean the whole album is Hendrix-influenced?
Well, the whole album does sound kind of like it, as a lot of your work does, but especially the title track on the new album, Where You Are Going To.
Does it really? I'd never thought of that. Not that I mind. You know, I mean, Hendrix was definitely a big influence and made some of the best music ever. So to be compared is great.
Ain't No Use to Worry, that's a more bluesy track. How did that come about?
Well, like most, practically every song I come up with, it starts with a guitar idea, a guitar part.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just sort of move on from there. I come up with a guitar idea, maybe work it up to a point of it having a vocal melody. But the most important thing is, if I feel I want to play lead guitar to it, I will continue to work on it and finish it. But if I don't want to play lead guitar on it, I don't bother with it.
So you, you pretty much did play lead on this track.
Yeah. You know, that was a pocket, a groove that I look forward to playing lead guitar on. I think that, you know, that's the main incentive for having tracks, really.
In Too Deep, that's a fast number on the album. How did that come about?
Every song I write, it starts off with a guitar idea, a guitar riff, a guitar part. You know, and if after messing with it for a while, you feel like you're into it, you work on from there.
Do you mind if I ask you questions about some of your old Procol Harum tracks?
If I can remember that far back, I'll try and answer them.
Okay, cool. The Devil Came from Kansas. I've always thought of that track as like proto heavy metal.
Right. it's a way of looking at it. I suppose I can't say I hear that myself, but there you go.
It was sort of indicative of what was to come once you started your solo career.
Right. I didn't write that song. Gary wrote that.
But you played the guitar on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you mean it's indicative of the guitar style?
Yes.
Yeah. To be honest, I can't really remember it. I mean, if nothing comes to mind, I'm trying to think of it, but I think I've always been going along the same lines, you know, as a guitar player. I think right from the Paramounts, I think I've always been going along the same lines. That is that combination of rock and roll with blues influences, you know.
Definitely. You're playing several dates near here in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Long Island. You're also playing The Egg in Albany on the 27th. Who's touring with you?
Yes, Richard Watts on bass and vocals. He's been with me a while, and Chris Taggarton on drums. You know, we've been together now we've been touring for about 3 years now.
How can people find out more about your upcoming gigs?
I think there is a TrowerPower.com, I think it is probably a good way of looking at it.
TrowerPower.com.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. I've never been on it myself, but I think there is that, yeah.
Mr. Trower, thank you very much, and have a great tour.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.